It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll meet the creator of one of the former President Obama's funniest speeches at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
First, University of Wisconsin System President Ray Cross will propose merging UW colleges with four-year UW institutions as part of a broad restructuring of UW colleges and UW Extension announced yesterday.
Under the proposal, UW college campuses would be integrated into UW four-year institutions. For purposes of disclosure, UW Extension would be affected by the plan, and most WPR staff are part of UW Extension.
Hope Kerwin is a WPR news reporter based in La Crosse. She's covering the story. Hope, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what's the goal of this shakeup?
From talking with Ray Cross, from reading the press release, you know, it seems like the goal is to incorporate these two-year campuses, you know, under the umbrella of each of the four-year institutions, and you know, it seems like merge a lot of the administrative processes that, you know, each campus goes through in an effort to best utilize resources, is the way that it's been described.
And there's concern that enrollment at these two-year schools has been declining, right?
Yeah. So, you know, part of the press release came out with a bunch of data on enrollment since 2010, and pretty much every two-year campus has seen a decline in enrollment. Some of the biggest declines were at UW-Manitowoc with 52%, you know, negative growth in negative change in student numbers. So, you know, the argument that is being made is, you know, UW colleges is seeing, the two-year campuses are seeing less students, and so the goal of incorporating them into four-year colleges would be to best serve the students that they have.
And that's part of the argument UW System President Ray Cross is making in this statement. And he says, here's a listen, he says, demographic trends show this isn't going to change anytime soon.
And this restructure is not going to make families have more kids or somehow magically attract 18 to 25-year-olds to this state or older. This is an effort for us to more effectively concentrate our efforts to serve those that are here.
And Hope, that points toward a wider demographic concern they have. It's not just that enrollment is down, right, in these two-year colleges. It's that youth numbers are not increasing here in Wisconsin, especially compared to older demographic groups.
Right. He cited some data that, you know, when looking at population growth projections for 2040, you know, Wisconsin's population growth is mainly in 65 and older, whereas population growth among 18 to 64 year olds is less than 1% based on these calculations. So, you know, his argument is that we're seeing less students. We're probably not going to be seeing more students in the future. So this change is coming at a good time.
Hope Kerwin's a WPR reporter based in La Crosse. We're talking about a new suggested shakeup, really, in the UW system, merging two-year colleges with four-year institutions. And let's talk about that buddy system a little bit, Hope. How are they pairing up these two-year schools with the four-year schools?
So based on, you know, looking at a map, they pretty much tied the closest, you know, the two-year campuses to their closest four-year equivalent. You know, for example, UW-Fox Valley is a part of UW-Oshkosh. UW-Washington Counties will be part of UW-Milwaukee. And so they'll basically be seen as a branch campus, a satellite campus of the four-year institution.
And are they selling this as kind of maybe a more seamless transition for maybe students who are local to that two-year institution? If they decide they want to go on to a four-year degree, they're sort of at that same school already under this plan?
Absolutely. In talking to UW System President Ray Cross, you know, he mentioned that their transfer numbers, transfers between the two-year campus to a four-year campus, he said, weren't as good as they should be. Those were his words. So I think that he's hoping that by connecting the two, that it will encourage more of the students to, you know, shoot for a four-year degree rather than just doing the two-year program.
Is there talk yet about possible staff or faculty cuts coming along with this proposal?
Well, Cross made it clear that there were no direct cuts, is he describing it? So no cuts were laid out as part of this plan. However, he mentioned that many of the two-year campuses are already undergoing staff and faculty cuts, adjusting programs based on seeing less students at their campuses. And so he described this change as a way to, best manage those cuts that are going on.
Here's the bit that affects us here at WPR. Again, full disclosure, we are part of UW Extension, and UW Extension would be split up into a couple different agencies kind of running the show. Is that right?
Yes. So they're planning to put a cooperative extension, which is, the extension offices in different communities, 4-H, those sorts of programs. That would be under UW-Madison, which Cross pointed out mirrors a lot of other extension programs in other states like Illinois. And then other divisions of extension would be placed under the UW System Administration. So, they're not getting rid of, per se, any departments, just kind of changing what umbrella they go under in the UW system.
This is still new. What kind of reaction did you run into as you were reporting on this?
Well, I talked to a campus administrator at UW-Manitowoc, and she said that she was actually excited about the change. She mentioned that they're already seeing some restructure at their campus over the last 2 years, and so she saw it as an opportunity to, continue serving those students in her area and potentially connecting them to other resources and programs.
I assume that Ray Cross, as system administrator here, doesn't get to do this all on his own. What are the next steps that would have to happen to make this actually happen?
This proposal will go before the Board of Regents in November, and next steps will be taken. If it's approved, it would be implemented in July 2018.
And are they making the case, Ray Cross and others, that we still definitely need these two-year institutions merged or otherwise? Are they talking about the role they play for students in the state?
Absolutely. Cross really presented this as a way that they are going to avoid closing any campuses. So, campuses that are maybe having financial struggles would avoid being closed by making them a part of a four-year institution. He talked about how important these campuses are to the local communities that they're in. And so they see this as kind of a problem solving to the situation that they're in.
Hope, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Hope Kerwin, reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. She's based in La Crosse. She walked us through a proposal to restructure UW colleges and UW Extension.
Coming up, we'll talk to a speechwriter who helped the President of the United States find his funny. Stay with us here on Central Time.